he understands that it's not shaykh to have a mitzvah to be mitzvah on a feeling. A feeling is just how you feel. It's not something which is within your bechira. But that's all true if there's no way to get to that feeling. If there's a way to come to that feeling, and he says that someone who learns about, who listens, who thinks about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, about the world, about Rayas to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is going to be a Maimon. So there is a way to get to Emunah. So Neich Hashem Lekecha is not really commanding us on the feeling, rather commanding us on doing the learning and doing the studying and doing whatever it takes to bring ourselves to that feeling. We saw the Marshal. Marshal learns up in the Smag that there's two chalakim to Emunah. There's the Emunah that we get, that we're taught, that we're brought up with from when we are younger. And that's important. But also important is the Emunah that we come to through our own studies. And he says you need both. You can't rely just on what you come up with on your own studies without having what you were brought up with. You can't rely on just what you were brought up with without coming to conclusions on your own. To have the true emunah, you need both. And he learns this up in the Gemara in Pesachim. It says that Yaakov Avinu was chayshed that his children were not maiminim, it sounds like, until they said, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Mekei, Hashem Echad. And what does it mean, Yaakov Avinu was chayshed, his children were not maiminim? He really thought that the Shvatim were not maiminim at Kadosh Baruch Hu. He says, no. He understood the Shvatim were maiminim because of how he brought them up. But he didn't know if they learned the sugyas on their own, if they came to the conclusions on their own, or if they just have the emunah they were brought up with. And he thought that maybe the Shechina was nistanka bimeno. Maybe he lost his opportunity to have the Shechina with him at that point because the emunah that his children had was only what they got from the parents. It was not what they came to on their own, and therefore it wasn't such a strong emunah. When they answered, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokei, Hashem Echad, they were saying, no. Not only do we have that emunah that we learned from you, we also figured things out on our own, and therefore our emunah is that level of emunah. And he was happy with that. He said, Baruch Shem Kwe Mechus HaGam Vad.
Who said this?
That was Marshal.
Is he saying that it's important to have both halakim, or somehow that part of the mitzvah is to have both halakim? Meaning, if I would have gone to the Yemes of Rabbi Shimon and battled with the mitzvah, I would have only the first, not the second.
He's learning up in the Smag that both are important. Now, does that mean that if you only have one chelak, you're mevatel a mitzvah, or is it just that this is the best way to do it? I don't know. You can look at it and try to be dying. I don't know if it... What? Yeah, but it's just the Shechita was nostalgic. Maybe they weren't as... They weren't chashev enough to be able to hear the kates. They don't have the Shechita there. Maybe because that Emuna wasn't chashev enough. I don't know if they were mevatel, some sort of mitzvah. I don't know. Definitely hear there was a chasar, not for sure. But is it a bit of a mitzvah? I don't know. Okay, let's read the Chavis HaVavas. Very nice piece in the introduction to Chavis HaVavas. V'niach ha'ayim b'shiroshay dasay v'yaseydei teirasay asher ha'yaray rasara mehem manichem v'shayucha rakayim mitzvahis imro yadayim v'yaseyim. It says there are people who don't bother learning about the shirashim of our das, of our religion, and the yaseydis of Torah. And he says, without them, you can't really be mekayim mitzvahs. K'may emunas hayichud, like believing in the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Im anachnu chayavim rayim bay mitzad tzechreinu, ayim yaspek lanu im dedeyu mitzad ha-kabbalah. Shenemar shalakeinu echad. So he says, he brings up this question. Are we chayiv to be ma'ayin into the sugya and to come to conclusions on our own that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is echad? Or is it enough that we just mekabel it? We're taught from when we're younger, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, and we grow up with that emunah. Is that sufficient, or are we chayiv to be ma'ayin in it? Kasha yoyimru ha'pesayim mibli ois umayfsim. I guess you already see what side he's going to take. He says, like the silly people will say Hashem is Echad without having any proof for it, without having any sign for it. So what's my responsibility? Just to go with the emunah that I've been mekabel, or to figure things out on my own? Says, what's the truth? Ein ha'maimin rashai shaloi yadanu. says a maimon is not allowed to not have a yediyah. I think we'll see what he means by yediyah is the idea that you figure out, that you come to on your own. The Torah is mazir when the Torah says viadata hayoyim. So he says that his opinion is that you're chayiv to delve into it and to figure it out on your own. And it's said about one of the chachamim, he would sit with people half the day, and when he was together with his chaverim, let's get the hidden light. Says, let's discuss chachmas halvavos, let's discuss inyanei emunah. So he's sitting with his talmidim. He said, it's time to discuss the other emunah. And someone had a question about gerushin. Someone had a question in the sugya of gittin. And what did this chacham answer him? You're asking me something about that won't hurt you if you don't know. In other words, it's not something which is negel ma'isa at this point. Do you know everything you have to know? Do you know everything that you're not allowed to turn away from, you're not allowed to ignore, you're not allowed to be pesheya? Says that he was very upset at him. Why are you asking me questions about gerushin? We're discussing, you know, the Yalei Emuna now, and this is much more nageya, much more important. And he said that 35 years I've been learning, I never discussed this question that you're discussing. I guess he wasn't very impressed with that question. He wanted to focus more on the Inyanei Emunah. Fine. Let's skip a little bit here. Let's see. Vani shalti at the beginning of a line, about halfway through. Vani shalti echad menachshavim mechachmei haTorah. I asked one of the chashuvim of chachmas haTorah. B'miksas ma shezachart rab b'chachmas hamasbam. Some of the things that I've discussed about this chachma. V'heishiv I see, and he answered me. Ki akabara tamud b'makum ha'iyin b'zeh b'mashadai melei. So I discussed this with the Talmud Chacham. He told me that for Inyanei Emunah, we go with Kabbalah, we go with a Masorah, we don't go with Iyun. Right? We don't try to figure things out, we just go with the Masorah that we have. Amarti Roy, I told him, Ein Zer Roy El Amisha Ein Bayecheles La'ayin. Yeah, you're right. For someone who's not able to be Ma'ayin, who doesn't have the capabilities to be Ma'ayin, then he should go with the Kabbalah that he has. If they meet Hakarasai, V'racha Kavanasai, he's not so understanding. Kinashim, like women, Uktanim, or children, V'chsari Adas, Min Aranashim, and men who are not so able to understand things. But someone who could use his seichel to figure out that what he was mekabel is emes, and he doesn't because of his atzlos and in terms of the mitzvahs Hashem, so he's going to get punished for that. So he says, somebody who's not able to figure things out, like a woman or a child or a man who's not, you know, does not, so his understanding is not so complex, so he should rely just on the Kabbalah that he has. But he says if someone is able to understand on his own and he relies on the Kabbalah that he has, that person is a Pesheya and he's a Chayte, and that is not allowed. Now he goes on to give a mashal of a king, king asks a servant to do a job, like to count how much money something is, and the servant relies on someone else, and the king has tainas on the servant. He's like, I gave you a job to do, why do you rely on someone else? You're supposed to do it yourself. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be maimon, we're supposed to figure it out on our own, not merely rely on what someone else told us. So I'm just skipping down to the bottom of this paragraph. Avraham Ata Ish Dasu Tzfuna, if you're someone who has understanding, Shetura Rambam Arbara Masha Kibalta Mechachamim B'Shem Anaviyah Mishra Shehadas V'Kleit V'Maisim Ata Mitzuva L'Shtamish Behem Ata Tava L'Inyev V'Yizbarel Chomidarech HaKabara V'Asecha Yachad. Says that if you're able to, you're supposed to take the Kabbalah that you have, figure out why that's mukhrach logically and scientifically or whatever it may be, and both of those together will be the proper emunah. Vim tis aleim v'tif shabadavar, if you're pesheya on this, tia kimikatsir v'mashatachayiv l'barachay yisparach, you're going to be something that you'll be pesheya on what you're chayiv to do. Fine, so the Chavis Havavis says his shita that if a person is only able to be mekabel, he's not able to figure it out on his own because of his capabilities, so he does what he could. But the person who's able to figure it out on his own, he just relies on that kabbalah that he has. That person is a pesheya, he's a chayte, he's an asham. That is, he's neglecting the responsibilities that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave him, and that is wrong. The next part is an unbelievable part. It's, you know, it's something good to have in your pocket. Ha'echem mehem mimasha kasev. So the pasuk says, when you're going to have this shailas that you don't know, and ben dam ladam, between whether dam is tahar, whether dam is tameh, ben din ladin, whether certain din is, and you don't know, so what do? You go to the Sanhedrin Agadol and Yerushalayim, and you ask them the question, and they tell you what the answer is. Yeah, so that's a pasuk in the Torah. If you look at what the pasuk is speaking about, when the Torah says that, what are you supposed to do when you don't know? You're supposed to go ask the Bezna Gadol. You're supposed to go ask a Shaila. Timtzaim dvarim shetzrichim lifradesam ulchalkam ulodaktik ben bederech hakabala. These are things that the answer is going to be defined based on Messiah, right? You want to know. You have two stains of dam. And you know, we have a Kabbalah, Misinai, that five types of dam are tameh. Other types of dam are tahar. You want to know, is this the type of dam that's tahar, the type of dam that's tameh? You can contemplate, you can think, you can philosophize from today till tomorrow, but if you don't have the Messiah, what dam is tahar, what dam is tameh, you're not going to get it. There's no way to figure it out logically. There's a Messiah we have from Sinai. Which ones are Kadosh Baruch Hu says are tameh? Which ones are Kadosh Baruch Hu says are tameh? Tahar. Those are the things that the pasuk says when you don't know, or you want to know, you know, my shor damages someone else's shor, what's the din? You can philosophize from today till tomorrow and theorize what the din is, but you have to know what the Torah says. You know, the first three times, maybe it's Chatzin Nezek, or Nezek Shalom. You just have to know what the Messiah is. Loi b'derech oisais ha-seichel. These are not things that you can come to with seichel. Ha-lei tira. Shai hizgir b'cholim inyin min al-yonim asher yusgu mitzar ha-seichel. It doesn't say anything there that you can figure out from seichel. It doesn't say in the pasuk, if you're not sure exactly what it means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is echad, or b'shemes habayrei, or b'midaisav, or b'sharish mishra she'adas, or how Hakadosh Baruch Hu is knowing with the world, or one of the any of the shara she'adas, any of the basic factors, basic yisaidus of our emuna, kavaydas hamakoyim ubatuach harav, like avayda and bitachon v'yichon alafarav, and being subservient to him, v'yichon amayis l'shma, and doing things l'shma, ulavayir amayis matayv mepigei hefse, v'yodei atshuva min avayiris, ulayira mimenu, ulava yisai, tshuva, and yira, and ava, uzbayishish mipanav, and have some embarrassment. Says when the pasuk says when you don't know what to do, you should go ask the Sanhedrin Agadol. It only speaks about things that the only way to know them is through Messiah. So you have to know what the Messiah is, but something that you can figure out mitzar haseichel. Someone who understands that you contemplate, you think, you can figure out what it means. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Yichud Hashem. Bechira, these sages that we have are things that we can figure out if we look into them in our own. It doesn't say that we're supposed to go ask the Sanhedrin of God will be Yerushalayim. Says, it doesn't say there should tamin behemayde chachme atayra vasmach v'tisbeich al divrei kabarasam belvad. It doesn't say there go ask the Sanhedrin and do what they say. Aval amar shetoshiv al taitchav tishamish besichcha b'mashadoy merze ach shetamin rav mitzad kabara shikalavas kol mitzvos atayra v'sharshein u'pirkein ותחקור עליו בשיחך ותבונן עליך ושיקול דעתך עד שיסבר לך האמס וידך השקר. כסיבי ידעתי עם השווה סלוויך. So he says this, that the Torah says, that when we don't know what to do, we're supposed to go up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol and ask them. That is something that is totally on Mesira. But something that's totally on us thinking about and figuring it out, yeah, we use our Kabbalah and our Mesira, but that's not enough. Then we also have to think about it on our own. If a person, you know, wants to know something about Avas Hashem or Yiras Hashem or Bechira, and he asks a Rav and he just listens to the Rav and doesn't think about it on his own, so the Chavis Havavas learns up in the Psukim, and that's not the right way to do it. Yeah, you have to know what the Kabbalah is. You have to know what the Mesira is. That is the starting point. But you're also responsible to think about it on your own. And it doesn't end by asking the Sanhedrin HaGadol. You ask the Sanhedrin HaGadol, you know, is there Bechira? Is there no Bechira? Whatever it is, and they give you an answer. That's a starting point. That's not a finishing point. You ask the Sanhedrin HaGadol, is this Dam Tamei or Tar? They tell you it's Tar, then you're done. That's fine. But if you ask them about Inyanei Hadas, about Inyanei Emunah, about Inyanei of the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu relates to us, and we relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then the answer you get from the Rabbanim is just a starting point, and we're expected to think about it and figure out as much as we can on our own. Okay, let's see, one second. Okay, let's go to the next paragraph, the last one. He says, "Vasheni b'masha amar akasiv hayadata im loy shamata." Right, the pasuk I think in Yeshaya, right? It's the hayadata im loy shamata. Amar hayadata ayadia shimitzal hariya. Va'amar haloy shamata derech hakabbalah v'asmach. So he learns up in the pasuk hayadata haloy shamata. We're supposed to have yadia and shmiya. What's yadia and shmiya? Shmiya is what we hear from our rebbeim, from our parents. Yadata is what we know on our own. So the Chavis Havavah says, the way we're supposed to approach in Yanei Emunah is to first, hopefully, have a strong foundation from our Mesira. We're supposed to, that's supposed to be the starting point. Once we know that that's the MS that we've been brought up with, then we're supposed to, if we're able to, try to figure it out based on our own rayas, our own thoughts, our own thought process. And when we have both of them together, that's halayadata, halayshamata, that is the emuna that we're really supposed to have. And he says, you know, it brings the raya from that it says that when you go up, we don't know what to do, you go up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol, and you vasisa asher yerucha, you do what they say. This, that you just ask them a question, and you do what they say, is by something that all there is to it is to know what the Mesira is. But something that is in Yanei Emunah, Yanei Avaida, we're supposed to ask, we're supposed to know what the Mesira is, and then we're supposed to take it and realize on our own why that's something which is mukhrach. Yeah, what, Mechan? Well, first of all, I should say, he says that this is only for people who are able to. He says, you know, nashim, ketanim, people who chesari hadas, people are not able to. What?
Nashimar chesari hadas.
What?
Nashimar chesari hadas.
That's his assumption, right? His assumption is that the...
Death of Kalis, but that doesn't mean they can't.
Well, I think that it might depend on the society. You know, when you're in a society where women have no education and women are not brought up to be intellectual at all, then, yeah, I think they're chesari hadas in a sense. But I think that... So people who are able to think about these things and figure them out, he says, are expected to. Now, I don't know what the gather of this. No, ideally, a person is expected to until he figures it out. You know, he wants to bring Rias to a Yanei Emunah, so he's expected to think about it until he figures out, you know, what the truth is. Now, practically, if a person... doesn't, if it takes him a long time to be aimed on, you know, the MS Mikayach the Rayas, so what the Chiyav entails of him, I don't know. I don't know the answer. What?
Let's think about coming into it from a logical standpoint. I mean, does that mean that like you have to like look for questions? Because simply if you think about
No, no, I don't think you have to look for questions. The Chas v'Shalom. I don't think you should look for questions. No, I don't think you look for questions. But
it takes like 3 minutes.
So if for you it takes 3 minutes, great. No, for other people it doesn't. No, if someone thinks about it in his mind, he's logically it makes sense. There has to be a Kadosh Baruch Hu because of X, Y, and Z, and he's comfortable that he's logically proven it to himself. I think that's great. I think that he's behind that. But person, not everyone has the same mindset and thinks the same way and has the same ideas. If a person doesn't come to that, then he to think more. And you know, if a person realizes that he's not going to come to a conclusion at some point, then he's not chayv to be Isaac in these things, and he could just rely on the emunah that he has, right? That he's like, you know, nashim and ketanim, which is fine. If that's where a person's holding, then that's where he's holding. All right, very good. Let's hold it here. And there are some Marikamis sheets here. The copy sheet yesterday wasn't working so well. It stopped in the middle, and this morning it was locked. So maybe if we could just like, each chavrusa shaf, take one, and we'll share. All right, thanks.
Every time we get to this point, it's not a question how Hashem could be, the definition of God is somebody who has no before and no after, whatever. Doesn't really answer the question because if this the definition of God. I asked her like the same way someone could Chas v'Shalom ask, where did that come from? Where did that come from? Oh, the definition of Hashem is that